Eagles fans may finally start to feel the tide turn after an 0-4 start to the season flipped the script a bit with a win last week. Finally getting healthy and facing a more competitive schedule as well, Pella Christian now has the clear goal of winning Class 1A District 7, especially considering their winless woes in the first few weeks of the year.
Snap the ball, and this game's over. Your final score, Oskaloosa 29, Pella Christian 22.
But while the record was nothing to write home about, two of the team's leading tacklers have been working to steady the ship until help came from the injured reserve.
Christian to pass, under pressure, and he'll go down. Contact, I guess you can call it. Luke Mulder pushed the offensive lineman into the quarterback for the sack. Mulder, his second sack of the game.
Yeah, and Luke loves padding that sack total.
He has four now on the season.
Yeah.
Four of the Eagles' five, three have come in this game.
He'll be telling me about it.
Knights are at their own 48-yard line. Shotgun snap, pressure again, and they'll go down again. Mulder, his third sack of the game.
David Willis and Luke Mulder are the two bookends of the improving Eagles defense. Now lining up on each side of the quarterback, the two hope to swarm opposing offenses to help keep Pella Christian's playoff hopes alive.
I think we can't overlook anyone. We're playing for a district championship every game. We can't overlook any game at all. We gotta go into it 100%.
The two have had their own journeys into varsity success. Luke emerged during the Eagles' 2018 run at the Unidome as a growing menace to opposing backs.
Four receivers set for Berkey. He'll hand it off to Groomer off up the middle. He'll have nowhere to go. Great form tackle. Oh, it was a fumble, and it's off to the races to the 20. 10, 5, that's Luke Mulder. How did he come up with that?
Well, the ball got popped into the air, and it fell right into Luke's hands. And Luke had to make one man miss, and he was in for the touchdown.
It's good. I mean, when he gets pumped up after plays, it gets all of us fired up, and that once we're all fired up, good things happen.
David Willis wasn't even an Eagle last year, but when he arrived in the middle of Pella Christian camp, he did so with a lot of experience and a quick transition into the starting lineup. Willis had over 50 tackles and 3 sacks for the 8-4 West Marshall Trojans as a junior, and 69 tackles and 7 sacks as a sophomore. That experience has proven to be a huge key to keeping the Eagles afloat during their rough start.
Willis, who leads the team in tackles this season, he's lining up a defensive end tonight. 3rd and 12, it is a passing situation. Pressure is on, and it's a sack. A quarterback sack, and there he is, David Willis, right on cue.
Yes, sir. Well, you talked about it, how the Eagles need a little more pressure up front, and moving David Willis to that defensive end position may be part of that answer.
Just coming in knowing I'm a senior, that itself has to make you have to be a leader, and I've played a lot of varsity ball in my day, so I knew what it takes to, you know, give 100% every play and just try your best. Boonder and CAC have been really supportive of me. They've prepared me and the team very well, and they've done a really good job.
And even with all that defensive experience, Willis has had some new chances this year to prove himself, mainly due to injuries on offense thinning the depth chart.
Hand off to Willis, and he will walk it in untouched. 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian. Willis, the trifecta. He's one away from the Bundy.
I mean, it felt really good. My linemen were opening up a really good holes for me, and I just made some plays. I mean, I did what I did to help my team.
Now, the two are surrounded for the first time by a mostly healthy linebacking core and a fresh, deeper rotation on the defensive front. Both are ready to prove how good Pella Christian really is, and that starts with a big-time matchup on Eagle Lane against Pleasantville.
I think it means more wins. We played really well on Friday. I think it'll keep going on, keep playing well.
One thing we're really focusing on is just do our job to the best of our ability and just to be more aggressive. I mean, we all know that we haven't played our best football yet, so we're just focused on being really aggressive.
I think we just got to do the little things right. We're a really good team. Most of our mistakes are just on little things. If we clean up the little things, I think it'll make us a lot better.
Willis says ending his career at the Unidome would be a special final note to end a busy high school career, and Mulder would love a return trip to Cedar Falls.
I mean, it'd be really cool. I mean, I've only been to the Dome watching games. I've never actually played there myself. So, I mean, it'd be really special to be able to lead this team back to the Dome for the third straight year.
It was unforgettable. The Dome was a great experience for me and our whole team. I hope David can experience it. It's a great feeling.
High snap. It's blocked. Blocked by Mulder. He'll scoop it up, and he will score. 6 for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. Luke Mulder, the punt block, and 6 points.
Oh, man, Luke was all over that, but I really liked how he just slowed down, broke down, knew he had a lot of time to pick the football up, and then just waltzed into the end zone.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.